Rave Radio. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of AV Insider. I'm your host, as always, Johnny Mota. And this is AV Insider. As I mentioned, this is my show. I say things. We talk about audio, video, technology, startups, home automation, kind of everything in between, mainly AV, because that's the name of the show. Today, I'm speaking with Ryan Steffens of Onkyo. Onkyo USA specifically, but before I have him on the show, as always, I'd like to thank the sponsors. They keep my little, we are now based in the cloud, so they keep my cloud moving in Northern California, where there isn't a whole lot of them. There's a mix. I don't know. You guys all have winter elsewhere, and I get to watch it from a distance. That sounds kind of mean to say, but it's true. Currently, Ingram Micro. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can check them out. They are the world's largest technology distributor delivering flexible multi-supply chain solutions and more. Again, if you would head over to ingrammicro.com, check them out and see what they have for you as an integrator and offerings that you can deploy into the field. As I mentioned, Ryan is my guest today. Ryan, thank you for taking the time over. I know you're on the East Coast, so thank you for taking the time to speak with me.
Absolutely. Pleasure to be with you.
Yeah. Can you give me a little bit of background on Onkyo? You are the, like I mentioned, the business development manager in the East for Onkyo USA. Can you give me a little bit of background on what that entails? And then maybe we can kind of go into who Onkyo is and what they offer to the homeowner and or integrators.
Sure. A little bit about myself with Onkyo. Been with them for, it'll be 5 years coming up at CES. My first day on the job was getting on a plane and flying out to CES.
Not a bad day.
Yeah, to experience all that for the first time and really get immersed in what our business was all about. I deal with all of the major accounts, independents, and distributors on the eastern half of the United States, so a pretty big territory.
Yeah.
A lot of fun. I get to kind of, from the bottom to the top, experiencing from 200-something store chains all the way down to a mom-and-pop electronics store that's been in business for 30 or 40 years, on to a guy, you know, a distributor that serves a couple hundred integrators. So really get exposed to every aspect of our business and kind of who we do business with. So it's very cool.
I like that. You know, I talk to different people in the show, and some are, you know, just large corporate companies, and they, you know, are specifically direct to dealer or direct through distribution only in certain channels. But talking to you, I mean, just in this first 5 minutes, I'm getting, you know, like we got mom and pop shops that support that kind of stuff. You can just go down and check them out. Or you have dealers and you have larger, I think, did you say distribution as well? Is that correct?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. From large distributors that are nationally, you know, across the country to, you know, regional distributors that just have a few offices in certain areas in the country.
Yeah. So the really a wide dispersion of deployment in the field. And Onkyo is a big name. I could be wrong, but are you guys like a brother or sister company to, oh wow, I'm blanking right now. But you guys have like are part of another company, correct?
Well, we are Onkyo USA, and with Onkyo USA, our sister company, or kind of our little sister company, would be Integra, which is a very specialized AV company. And Onkyo USA is owned by Onkyo in Japan, and then also by Gibson Corporation in the United States.
Okay, so that I was meaning towards Integra, but I drew a blank there. So you have to excuse me, but yeah, Onkyo is the parent company, and the little sister specialized company would be Integra. That's kind of more towards the integrator. Okay, that's what I thought. And I was like, oh, you guys are blank, which happens from time to time because I have a human brain and can't remember everything. Unfortunately,
happens to the best of us.
Yeah. So yeah, tell me a little bit about Onkyo USA. Like you said, you know, Onkyo USA is a, you know, partner or part of Onkyo in Japan, obviously, but specifically Onkyo USA. Can you give me a little overview on the type of product that it offers to me as an integrator or the homeowner that would have some products in their home?
Sure. Onkyo USA being part of Onkyo Japan, obviously our roots are in audio, and that's all we do. So Onkyo as a company has been around since 1946, been distributed into the United States since the early 60s, I believe. Nowadays, we offer really the best solution when it comes to audio in the home, whether it be home theater with a receiver, a sound bar, or whether it's two channel with our hi-fi separates, our amp, preamp, CD player, or even a mini system, you know, traditional style mini system with a center unit with your little CD player with your two speakers. You know, we try to offer traditional audio products from an audio company, but kind of give them modern spins. So rethinking the mini system and giving it Bluetooth, and always trying to think of exactly what our customers want and what they need, and try to create a product, you know, that really fulfills every aspect of how they'll use it, when they want to use it, and the content that they want to enjoy through it.
When you say mini system, you mean like more like that's focused on a little receiver of sorts that supports just specifically for like a two-channel setup, or?
Yeah. I mean, so basically just, yeah. And that being kind of where it starts. So, Okay. You know, a nice little center unit with a CD player and Bluetooth that you put on your desk at work so you can listen to music all day, and then go home to your, you know, nine-channel home theater system with a, you know, massive home Onkyo receiver powering it.
And so, and then starting at the mini system, I mean, like you said, if you want to add on with, because I'm sure you guys make accessories and such, you probably have headphones, CD players, possibly Blu-ray players, some sort of docking stations for, I'm sure most people have one of these. You've heard of it perhaps, called the iPhone, to dock things like that, if it's not just a Bluetooth for some people that don't want to do, to lose quality, I should say, over Bluetooth, or sacrifice quality.
Sure. Yeah. All of those things that you said are features on our line. Blu-ray players, obviously very high-quality Blu-ray players. Super audio CD players, as you said, CD players. We do have some docks on the market still. We don't really currently actively offer one, as demand for those types of things has just waned when it comes to the products that we were using them with. But yeah, I mean, again, just trying to offer the best possible solution to every customer when it comes to audio.
And how many of each of these things do you currently have in your room right now? All of them. That's the answer.
Yeah. Well, I have a beautiful TXNR 1030 in my living room set up in a 5.1.2, which we'll explain what that means later when we get to talk about Dolby Atmos, a very exciting technology. I've got another receiver down in my basement that's currently being renovated. So yeah, my house is filled with Onkyo audio.
What's a basement? I don't think we have those here in California.
Yeah. Well, and you talk about clouds. I'm also currently in a winter weather watch. I'm not sure if you know what that is either.
I'm you know what? I'm not. Can you explain that? Cause, you're East Coast.
Yeah.
So, I'm not exactly, we don't really get our winters are weird here, man. We just all year long, we've been kind of in this thing called the drought. And so it hasn't really rained, but it's been bad. And then it rained like 2 days and the highway flooded, which was
nice.
Insane.
Just so not used to it.
Yeah. And so I had to drive through different vineyards to get home in the last couple of days.
Sounds rough.
Yeah. It's a little awkward at times. Okay. So we'll get into the Dolby Atmos, which you mentioned, because you mentioned a few things earlier before we started recording. I want to talk about that. But before we talk about that, currently, you know, like in terms of surround sound, your receivers, your separates, things like that, support, I think at the minimal, I mean, I would say, you know, not talking about the mini system, which again is just two channels. So, I mean, you're starting at like 5.1 in surround all the way up to 9.1, 9.2 surround. And then we're going to do, Dolby, which is the latest. If you're not familiar, people out there, Dolby Atmos is a somewhat newish surround sound technology that I think is going to be a very big standard. They're currently, I would say, not necessarily battling, but are kind of competing with RO3D surround. And I think Dolby is probably going to be the widely more supported of the two technologies. But Onkyo, to my knowledge, as of this year, as deployed that on a lot of their receivers, a lot of their AVRs, and some people here in the industry are doing that, you know, slow rollout. I think a lot of that had to do with, you know, weren't sure what it's going with. Are people going to add that many speakers in their home? And Onkyo, you guys, I think it just saw that you know, that yes, that is going to happen, and people are doing that. And that of the two is being widely more supported, so you should hop on it sooner than other people. to get these, you know, your new receivers updated with the quote unquote latest and greatest in surround technology. So I being first with Dolby, do you think that were people asking for that? Like, I don't know if you get those kinds of calls. I mean, you as a business development person on the East Coast, or the manager, I'm sorry, were you getting a wide demand for that? Or were people early on asking about, what about Dolby? What about Atmos? What about RO3D? Were you getting those kinds of requests?
Well, we were so much on the ground level with it that for our major customers and distributors, you know, we were one of the guys showing it to them.
Oh.
So we were kind of on the ground floor and creating demand with our customers. Okay. And demonstrating it, showing the benefits, and really starting the whole thing. You know, we kind of took it upon ourselves, as we do often with technology that we incorporate. You know, we need to be able to sell the story. Obviously, Dolby is doing a lot of work to get word out there and spread, you know, the Dolby Atmos word around. But we kind of took it upon ourselves, and, you know, our investment in it is definitely very heavy. And the idea being that this is the technology of the future. This is the future of home theater. And if it's available right now, why not offer it to the customer and allow other people to get excited and get in on the ground level as well?
So it's really been a push on Onkyo's part to pass this technology and information to your customers direct, to let them know that this, you know, this is available. We're going to start rolling this out. Other people are going to have this soon, and you should have this in our products. If you're currently an Onkyo supporter, a dealer, a user, these are the latest technologies. You will have them soon.
Yeah, and Dolby Atmos is the kind of experience kind of technology that, as a home theater enthusiast, as soon as you hear it, you understand why it's so important. And it's truly an evolution of the experience, much like surround sound, you know, change the way that people could experience movies in their home. Dolby Atmos is doing the same thing.
To touch on what you're saying there, like, in terms of, like, when we talk about two channel left and right, and then we talk about surround sound, you know, left, center, right, rear surrounds at a seven channel level, and not including the subwoofers. But prior to Dolby Atmos, like you said, you know, when you have two channel, you have left and right. Things come your front left, things come your front right. With surround, for an example, you're watching a movie, let's just say Top Gun, Tom Cruise, who doesn't love that guy? Plane takes off, flies over your head. In the past, prior to Dolby Atmos, plane would take off, and then the sound would shoot down the sides of the room, and that's how they kind of, I mean, for lack of a better term, would fake the experience of a plane flying over your head. And now, with the technology of Dolby Atmos, we have the ability to replicate the sound of a plane flying over your head by moving that sound or decoding that with height speakers. So there are speakers above your head that now can fly down the center of the room as a plane would, or something passing on a height level versus just on the sides of your ears, that really give you that, like you said, that new experience, a whole nother level. And as you hear it, of course, you would understand it.
Yeah, and actually, if you don't mind, if I kind of even delve a little bit deeper.
Yes, please.
The technology even goes further than that. When you first hear Dolby Atmos, you first hear about Dolby Atmos, you might just think that this is just adding speakers overhead, and that's the only difference. But it starts actually with the creation of the content. In the past, when a movie soundtrack was created, the sound mixer was given channels. So right now, seven channels, whether it be Dolby True HD or DTS HD Master, the two current seven channel lossless audio options for movie makers, you were given the ability to place a sound on a channel. So you could say this sound will come from the front right through the front right speaker, or it will come from the back right. If you wanted to try to make a sound appear or manifest in between, you had to give a certain percentage of that sound to each channel, but you were very much bound to those channels. The way Dolby Atmos is, the way Dolby Atmos works, is it's object-based audio. So a sound engineer is actually given a whole new program in which they're able to take sound objects and place them throughout the room wherever they want them to actually be heard by the listener in the home. So a sound engineer is not worried about this channel, that channel. He's just purely taking a sound object and placing it in the room, whether it be a foot away from your face right in front of you or directly over your head or 10 feet behind you to the right. And then the receiver, the renderer in the receiver, obviously takes the speakers that you're working with, and it does its best. And in my experience, a very good job of placing that sound anywhere in the room.
Wow.
So the end result is not only an experience where now I have sound effects overhead. So when Tom Cruise disobeys the direct order and does the flyby anyway, he's going over my head. You know, in other scenes of the movie, when there's just small sound effects that are manifesting in certain areas of the room, they're actually appearing and sounding as if they're coming from places where there are no speakers in many times. So again, it's just a whole new way of developing a soundtrack and then a whole new way of listening to it in your home.
So it really is, like you said, a whole new experience in terms of what sound and surround has been up until now. Like you said, the sound engineer is able to place a sound object, whether that be right behind your back ear or right in front of your face. Again, you know, with no speakers, but able to produce by placing this in the beginning versus, you know, trying to decode something that didn't exist.
Sure.
Can you speak any more? I mean, I know you said you had a meeting today with Dolby. Can you touch on any of that stuff?
Yeah.
I'm sure some of it might be, you know, a bit too early, but I mean, can you talk about
most
any of
that? Most of it is. I can just say that there's a lot to be excited about. Dolby Atmos is obviously still maturing as far as what's available out there. That's just going to continue to grow. And, you know, after our meeting today with Dolby, I'm even more excited than I was. And I was already pretty excited about what's to come with Dolby Atmos. And, you know, the ability for customers across this country to be able to improve their experience and for first-time home theater buyers to go out and experience something, you know, in their home that's never been available before. It's just very, very exciting.
Can you tell me, in terms of Dolby Atmos, the minimum amount of speakers that a homeowner or theater has to have to produce a Dolby Atmos experience?
Sure. So Dolby Atmos is very flexible. So there's two ways that you achieve the effect of Dolby Atmos. Because as I said, while the overhead aspect is not the only thing that improves upon regular or traditional surround sound, it is a big part of it, obviously. So you have two options. You can install speakers in your ceiling, or you can purchase speakers that are Dolby Atmos certified that actually have drivers on the top of the speaker that are on an angle and reflect sound off of your ceiling.
Okay.
Replicating the overhead sounds without actually having to install a speaker in the ceiling. So if you're talking about physical speakers, it's possible to have a 5.1.2, 0.2 meaning two channels of the height effect. It's possible to have a 5.1.2 or even go as far as a 5.1.4 with four top-firing reflective speakers and still only have five speakers in the room.
They just all have,
so
like you said,
if you're looking
dual channel
to upgrade. Yeah. Yeah, so you'd have your front left and right speakers would have top-mounted drivers that reflect off the ceiling, and your surround left and surround right would also have them, and you'd actually be able to get that overhead effect. It's very impressive with these speakers, actually. You have to hear it to believe it. But it does a very, very good job of giving that height effect. And in that case, you're not actually adding physically any speakers.
By keeping the quote unquote five channel, because it's got the dual or a second channel built in with the angled and reflective off the ceiling to replicate that height effect. Before we go any farther into this conversation, again, I'd like to thank my sponsor, Ingram Micro, the world's largest technology distributor, delivering flexible multi-channel supply chain solutions and more. If you head over to ingrammicro.com, you can check out all the product offerings that they have for you as an integrator, and you might even be using some. That's just my guess.
You could definitely find Onkyo on there as well.
So there you go. See, that was kind of a hint towards the Onkyo thing, but don't, we'll edit that part out. Or maybe, you know what? Let's just do a take two there. We'll go back a step. Okay.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
Onkyo might even be one of those product offerings that they have on the at IngramMicro.com. Take three. Onkyo is one of those product offerings that you can find at IngramMicro.com. Okay, that works. I'll have my assistant edit all that smoothly so I don't sound super, super less than awesome. what was the last movie that you saw in Dolby Atmos? Now you're on the spot.
I actually went out in theaters and I saw Guardians of the Galaxy.
And your thoughts?
Fantastic.
Have you taken anyone? I mean, I know that you work for Onkyo. You have the experience of Dolby Atmos, and have you taken any of your friends or family to experience what Atmos is? And someone who is unfamiliar with the entire experience. I'm just curious on if I can get some sort of story like that from someone who might be unfamiliar with this technology, and you've taken to kind of get their take on what it is that you offer from the company.
Yeah, my test subject is typically my wife.
Okay.
She, before me, was not an audiophile. I don't even know if she knew what an audiophile was. Obviously, now she's been kind of semi-converted, but I played for her the first available Dolby Atmos Blu-ray, which was the Transformers Age of Extinction. And while neither of us are Michael Bay fans, no offense to anybody out there.
You don't like to blow things up constantly?
Yeah, no, but she was very impressed, not by the movie, but the audio.
Okay.
And again, the aspect of overhead was very important. But you could just tell that she was, in the way that she was reacting to certain effects, you know, hearing things from places that we had never really heard effects from before, because it has the ability to really place audio between speakers, which is something she had never really heard before. So it was very cool. It was very interesting to watch someone, and that's really the only movie I've watched with someone who in Dolby Atmos that's not in the audio industry.
Okay.
But she didn't really have to say anything. You could just watch throughout the movie as she was hearing, you know, effects from overhead and effects off to the left and right and things panning around the room. And you could definitely tell that she was appreciating it.
Now I need to take some people down to Dolby and SF and get that same experience. I'm just curious to see how other people react to it. I mean, I can imagine, much like your wife, it's going to be a lot of, like, you know, where's that coming from? Or, like, you know, there's no speaker right there where I'm sitting, or nowhere near it, honestly.
Yeah.
But the ability to place audio as an object and replicate that or produce that, I should say, to get those effects via reflections or just because it's produced via multiple speakers or an area in the room would be kind of an interesting effect to see on people's faces and how they react. Because earlier when I said, you know, like they're competing with, you know, RO3D, I think if I said RO3D to somebody and Dolby Atmos to someone who's not necessarily in the industry, they're going to recognize Dolby Atmos given the two options.
Yeah, I would agree completely.
So, and then at your home, you mentioned you have a 5.1.2 setup?
Yeah, yep.
And are these all Onkyo?
I have a Onkyo TXNR 1030
okay.
with a Klipsch 5.1 as my bed, the bed of audio being the traditional 5.1. And I have Onkyo SKH 410s, which are Onkyo made speakers that can sit on top of any bookshelf or tower and have that reflective driver that gives you the overhead experience. So really giving anyone that has a home theater out there a really cool, easy, inexpensive way to add the Dolby Atmos effect.
By adding those as the reflective heights?
Yep. So they sit on top of my towers up front and give me that overhead effect.
I'm looking on your website right now to see where I can and how much it's going to set me back to add some of these to my existing towers. And then I can replicate that in my small little room. I have a two-channel setup in my room. I'm more of a two-channel person. I know we're talking about Dolby Atmos. I'm not opposed to surround sound, but I think it just depends on what I'm doing, because typically I'm more into music than... Not that you couldn't be surround sound music, but two-channel versus surround. But
sure,
watching a movie, I'm very much excited for Dolby Atmos. Currently, I work about two blocks down the street from a company called James Loudspeaker.
Nice.
And they are creating a new theater room back there where they have a setup for Dolby Atmos versus the RO3D to show the two options. And the speaker setup in the room is ridiculous. It's way too much. I mean, the speakers I have from them in my room are just they're as big as my bed, and obviously I don't need them that big. But I have them because I can.
More power to you.
Yeah. I don't think my neighbors would agree with you, though.
Probably not.
No. Okay, so... I wish you could tell me more about Dolby Atmos. I know you're excited. I'm excited. People are excited. And saying Dolby Atmos to people in general... It's bringing more, just like Onkyo did by going around and building a buzz, if you will, about this. Is really, it's just become more and more a thing. Like now that I try to go watch a movie, you know, at least every 2 weeks, which doesn't sound like a lot. Some people it might be too much, but there are a lot of great technology out there. There's IMAX, you know, in terms of cinematography and size of the viewing screens and sound and Dolby and Dolby Atmos and so on and so forth. So to experience these things, I feel because of the way and the rate of technology that's growing, it makes sense to go and experience these things. Just like Onkyo went out to tell people about Dolby Atmos, it's more and more being marketed and talked about. When I go to watch movies, I see the little mini movies, if you will, or trailers, and that is constantly being talked about in some of those advertisements. And so I'd like to I think I like the experience because I am in the industry. When I'm with other people, the commentary I hear in the theaters, you know, like, oh wow, I didn't know that existed and things like that, it's kind of like, it reminds me of being a child to when you kind of got away from the fact that you're watching a movie. Like you said, like when you go and experience Dolby Atmos, it's like a whole other thing. Kind of just like, wow, like really in awe and inspired. That's how I feel. It's like, I have a brother who will go to a movie and like just pick apart movies because, you know, he's like, oh, you know, it's not the way you do it. Who is also in the industry. You know, it's bad or this, or the sound's really bad. And there's a theater here. It's local. It sounds like the center channel is always blown out and it really ruins it for me. So when I get to like somewhere that has like a really nice, speaker set up, I can really, really appreciate it. Like it makes me want to go back. So, with something like Dolby Atmos is really, I think, one of those things that, you know, you should experience or something like that. The same being said with like IMAX, where some people say, oh, I would never watch that, but have never watched that. I'm like, well, you should at least try it.
It's worth the $18 at least once.
$18? Okay. All right, hold on. I'm going to have to call my friends at Dolby and maybe request.
No. I was talking about IMAX.
Oh, IMAX. Okay. Yeah. That IMAX, yes. It's definitely worth it at least one time if you haven't gone before. I was going to have to call my buddies over at Dolby and say, seriously, man? I thought the whole point was to get people to go more. $18 for sound. No, I'm just kidding. My speakers cost way more than that. I can't complain about costs on speakers. Things cost money, man.
It's true.
But
to me, you know, it's worth it to go to a movie and have an experience that blows your mind. To have the best picture quality possible. To have effects coming from all around the room and hear the movie as the content creator, the director. You know, the writers actually wanted you to hear it and see it. I think that's worth it every time.
And you now, as a homeowner, can replicate that experience or produce that experience in your home by... I'm sorry, how many of the Onkyo receivers are currently supporting Dolby Atmos? It's a lot of them, right?
Yeah, so right now we have 5 Onkyo receivers. So the TX starts with our model, the TX and our 636. and goes all the way up to our TXNR 3030, our top of the line $2,299 receiver. So really a customer, any customer at this point that's in the market for a home theater receiver can bring home that Atmos experience.
And have that same, like you said, that experience. And it's something, it's for what you're getting out of these receivers, the cost isn't really that, it's not, you're not paying a lot to get that type of experience. So it's like before spending some money on your own personal system, and you might already have, you know, a starter system, like you said, maybe you have a mini system, maybe you wanted to upgrade, go watch a Dolby Atmos movie. Pay the $18 in IMAX and then go watch in Dolby. And then experience with this sound technology we were talking about. Where side audio is placed as an object around the room, different places, and really get an in-depth feeling for what this is. I went to a home theater design seminar years ago, roughly 10 years ago. And the key feature that I took back from it was... He said producing the disbelief. And now I sound like I'm just stumbling here, but I don't know. It was magical. It's just like the whole experience. It just made me forget that I was watching a movie, and it made me feel like I was living this cinematic view of a story, that like I was a part of it. And it had to do with the sound, and it had to do with the picture quality, and I was really immersed in just like the film, and it just kind of made me forget, you know, that I was just outside of this theater, you know. You know, and a lot of times I go to theaters and you just sit there, okay, that was all right, that was great, it's no big deal, there's people and they're loud, there's a baby crying in the corner, whatever. It's rare that I get those experiences. And then they're like, you know, I said, when you go to an IMAX theater, the last major movie I saw that really made me, kind of took me out of the theater, it was Interstellar. I don't know if you saw that or not, but it was really, really, a really good cinematic movie, and I just could really appreciate filmmakers' time and efforts, and the score was just beautiful, and it's just one of those experiences. So to do something like that with audio and movies, it's just great. So now you can, like you said, you don't have to buy 12 speakers or 12 new speakers. You can go and purchase, remind me the model number of these Onkyo for the Heights.
SKH410.
SKH410s. Add two of those to your existing channels or towers, the two left and rights, or four, if you will. And then you then essentially have, what is it, a 7? Or no, what is that, a 5.1.2? Is that what that is?
Well, if you add two, and if you add four, 5.1.4.
Exactly. And you don't have to, you know, put all these new speakers. You're just really adding the heights to them. And then, of course, using a Dolby Atmos certified receiver, as the speakers are also Dolby Atmos certified. And if I wanted to find these, I could just go over to OnkyoUSA.com, search in the products, and there you go. Or contact one of your local dealers, or head over to Ingram Micro, and I'm sure they could help you find some Onkyo stuff. And
well done.
Yeah, right? Take four. Head over to Ingram Micro, and they will help you find some Onkyo products that is certified by Dolby Atmos in that experience. Do you have any cool, like, unique experiences or stories that you can share about Onkyo, or more towards Dolby Atmos, or anything in general, do you think is kind of unique that other people aren't really doing aside from Dolby Atmos?
Well, I think that Onkyo's attention to detail and our willingness to really devote ourselves to making the best sounding product possible. You know, if you go out and you look at the difference between our receivers, our competitors, if you were to take the top off, you know, one of our receivers and compare it to our competitors, you're going to see things like thicker heat sinks. Our higher end models have separate block construction, which is basically trying to accomplish a preamp and an amplifier, you know, in a receiver by separating the amplification and the processing components to reduce noise and vibration. You know, every little attention to detail that you could possibly have you're going to find in an Onkyo product, in an Onkyo receiver. While a lot of companies have transitioned to try to keep up with trends in technology,
mm-hmm.
and have sacrificed, you know, certain things, we continue to hold audio as the most important part, as it should be the most important part of an audio product like a receiver. So all discrete amplifiers, you know, all of our receivers are discrete amplification. You know, it's all the little things. And I think if anyone is to go out to, you know, any one of our dealers and compare a receiver and look at it, you know, it's not going to be a surprise to anyone that, you know, audio is the only thing we do. It's our passion and it's our love.
And you guys do it well.
Thank you.
So, thicker heat sinks, obviously for the heat dispersion.
Sure.
What are the other, a few other than details that are a bit more quality, if you will, inside
sure.
of the Onkyo receiver?
On our high-end receivers, you're going to have separate block construction where you're going to have the separation of the amplifier and the processing. Obviously trying to eliminate noise and give the purest possible audio signal as the end result. All the way down to our entry-level receiver, you have full discrete amplification where, you know, some receiver manufacturers have gone to digital IC type amps. So again, just anything that you can think of would that you would associate with high quality audio, attention to detail. And a lot of times, you know, old school train of thought, all of our amplifiers are high current. So to not only deliver the wattage that's required to power a speaker, but to also deliver the amperage that, you know, to really push and pull the driver. All of these little things, you know, are the things that we do to really make our product different and special.
Now, let's talk a little bit more on audio. In terms of your AV receivers and such, I know, you know, a lot of big thing with some people, everyone's familiar for the most part with Pandora. Okay, I'm assuming that Onkyo receivers support Pandora. Secondly,
yep.
The next one that people that I hear a lot of, like I just found this great new service and it's much better than Pandora. You've probably never heard of it. It's called Spotify. And I'm like, oh, really? What's that? And I'm pretty sure that your receiver support or Spotify have
yeah.
access to that.
We were the first.
Hey, there you go. so if everyone's not familiar with Spotify, you should at least go check it out. I think that, yeah, it's a little bit better than Pandora. No offense to Pandora. Higher quality. But the next question I was going to ask is, will you be supporting any of the other higher res streaming services that are out there? Europe is big on doing this and the United States is slow to roll out. Spotify was one of the first or better services, although it's not high resolution audio per se. Things like Tidal or Deezer, things like that. Can we be expecting anything like that? Blink once for yes, no for twice. Did you blink once? I couldn't tell. Okay.
Yeah. The fact that you can't see me really helps my poker face here.
Yeah, right?
Right now, definitely Spotify is going to be, you know, our highest quality, best option for streaming.
Okay.
I will say, you know, that, you know, there will be in the future opportunities for other services and for our customers to enjoy music from a couple of different places. Supporting high-resolution audio, whether it be playback right now from, you know, your device through USB or streaming through your network using files that you have stored on your computer is something that we have the ability to do. And I wouldn't be surprised if there is going to be support for high-res streaming, you know, in the future.
So basically what you're saying is that you're making your own store to compete with Sony. Okay, got it. I just wanted to make that clear because they were on a show a while back and I made them blink for the same kind of test, and they were like kind of giving things away before they were announced. And I don't know, this might get awkward pretty soon. It's too late. It's too late. We've gone too far. but no, for now, I think, you know, like Spotify is you know, one of the better streaming services that's available to the United States. I mean, there are higher resolution streaming services, but currently with the large library being social and supports that way, Spotify is in high demand on a lot of devices, and a lot of devices still don't support it.
Yeah.
We actually just
rolled out support for Spotify Connect as well. So you know, their new generation of the ability to connect with all different products but still retain the user interface, obviously, that they have developed.
And this is supported on almost all the receivers, or that's like
this
a firmware
year,
firmware update?
It's available on this year's networking receivers.
Okay, I gotcha. And what would you say would be the future of Onkyo USA?
That's a good one. I feel like I'm in an interview. I'd say the future of Onkyo USA is to continue, you know, on the path that we've been on for over 60 years, and that's bringing the best audio solutions to our customers. To never allow cool technologies and different things to cloud us. Certainly, we embrace them, and we incorporated things like streaming before anyone else. We support more streaming services than anyone else, just because we were talking about Spotify. We were the first receiver to have Spotify on board. But we don't allow and don't plan on ever allowing those types of things to cloud us from making, you know, the products that we love, which are audio products.
Right. So basically producing or providing the best product or audio experience through Onkyo's products.
Absolutely.
Okay. Onkyo USA number one.
Yeah.
I gotcha. Is there anything else that you'd like to touch on before we kind of round out the show here? That we haven't gone over yet. We talked a little bit about you guys were like the first to roll at Spotify, the first to really support Dolby Atmos in your receivers, which is huge now. Really giving the best kind of overall audio experience in general as an audio company.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that pretty much sums it all up.
If you guys are social like myself and like to check things out on the internet, if you want to learn more about Onkyo USA, you can head over to OnkyoUSA.com, OnkyoUSA.com. If Twitter still exists tomorrow, it's going to be Onkyo_USA. If you like Facebook, you want to check them out, like their page, go to Facebook.com/OnkyoUSA. If you're a Google fan like me, I'm referred to as Google Boy, go to Google Plus. They are Onkyo USA. They also have a YouTube account if you want to check out some of their cool videos and things like that. If you're more of a visual person, go to youtube.com/user/OnkyoUS. If anyone out there is listening and curious about becoming Onkyo dealer or they want to learn more, what is the best way to reach out to Onkyo?
Well, you could go to Onkyo.com. You could reach out to our support team. Getting in touch with anyone within our support staff, you could easily just say exactly that. I'm located in this state, in this area, looking to become a dealer. You know, how do I get started on that? And then absolutely put you in touch with myself or my counterpart on the West Coast and start that conversation right up.
And that is Onkyo.com, correct?
Yep. Go to Onkyo.com. Go to the support section, and that would be probably the easiest and quickest way to get in.
If you guys want to yell at me on the Twitter, if it exists, it's Johnny Mota, JMOTA, the number 3, abbreviated JMOTA3. I'm on Google+, Facebook, yada yada, social. Tell me you like the show, tell me you didn't like the show. Tell me you want to learn more about Dolby and Onkyo. You can email me directly, but no spam. I don't want to hear about it. You can just tweet me and say you didn't like the show. But it's Johnny, JOHNNYMOTA, the number 3, at gmail.com. I like Google, so it's a Gmail account. Ryan, if they want to contact you, what's the best way? Just go through the website?
If they want to contact me directly, please, no spam. It would be Ryan, R-I-A-N, dot Steffens. Steffens at us.onkyo.com.
Well, everyone, that's been another episode of AV Insider. Thank you for being my guest, Ryan. We learned all about Onkyo, who is providing the best audio experience through all their devices, where you can find at onkyousa.com or onkyo.com, which is onkyo.com. Again, this has been AV Insider. Head over to Ingram Micro. They got some Onkyo stuff for you. I will catch you guys all on the next episode.